And then I heard that, like, it was going to be torn down later in its years, the building.
That came quite a few years afterwards, the Job Corps building.
Okay. Do you want to tell us a little about that? Is it going to be, like, bulldozed or something?
Yes. Well, it didn't get bulldozed down. It turned into, that was made into the first Job Corps, or first Environmental Learning Center in northern Minnesota.
It was the ELC?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, up in Isabella?
The first one started there.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I was there 4 years ago, I think.
But I don't think you were at the one that Odin's talking about. Cause, Wolf Ridge?
Yeah.
You went to? Okay. Yeah, but before that...
That was in Isabella, right at the ranger station.
Where's Wolf Ridge at? Is that Finland?
It's actually more, between Finland and Little Murray.
Oh, so it's more south. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's an interesting story, how the first one got started, partly thanks to Odin's work.
And I would strongly suggest that you contact Dave Battaglia to give him more, how do I say it?
More information on the...
Yeah, on the first Environmental Learning Center.
Okay.
Maybe if you just give the short version, though, of how it didn't get torn down.
They didn't tear it down because we asked the man on the bulldozer to wait until next week.
Mm-hmm. So, obviously, he was a working man, probably for, I don't know if he had a family or whatnot, but he probably wanted his money. So how did you get him from not bulldozing you?
I couldn't tell you that, but Dave Battaglia could.
Well, did you guys...
Or Roger Christensen.
Did you pay his wages, or...?
They offered to pay him if he wouldn't bulldoze it down.
Well, sounds like a deal. You don't have to do any work and you get paid.
So then that gave them time to...
Plan and...
To get somebody back on them and...
Get an idea of what they're going to try
and
to
do. The federal government backed off on tearing it down. And then I think the state of Minnesota put money in it for an environmental learning center. And that you'd have to get a hold of Pecata.
Well, that was a pivotal point, saving that first
site. It did a... It saved the... It actually generated the first Environmental Learning Center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's a good thing that all you guys did that, because I know a lot of kids every year look forward to going there, and I remember as a kid we went there in second grade, fourth grade, sixth grade, and it was always real fun to go out there and go through the woods and kind of look at all the animals. Sixth grade we went there for 4 days, and we kayaked and hiked, and it was a fun time, and if you and your fellow colleagues didn't do that, it might not be there today.
It would probably be down in the southern part of the state.
All right, well, I think that's all the time we have today. Well, thank you, Odin, for joining us on KTWH, and see you next time.
Good show. Dead good.
Thanks.